This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Standing Right Out, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged. And I mean that sincerely. I want you involved and engaged. We have a chat room off the website, therealside.com. You can find us somewhere on Facebook, I'm sure. There's a gazillion ways to get the show. Get the show, get engaged, get involved, get informed. All right. If you don't, you know, if you haven't signed up for the email blast, go to the texting alerts, right? You can get alert by text simply by texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. A lot is breaking today. And, you know, I don't want to sound like that guy on Fox, you know, what do they call him, Hannity or something like that? I'm not trying to make fun of Hannity, but really, seriously, he's always got a jam-packed show, and so do we. All right, let's just jump right on this, because you know who's joining me after the first break, right? Our buddy Corey Duncan, and I'm sure he's got a lot to say about what's going on with all the whistleblowers and what have you. He's got a lot to say about what's going on with the deep state, and I'm sure we'll get some insight there. Molly Hemingway was on with Tucker Carlson yesterday. And, you know, we've been saying this for a long time. These are great points that she's been making. This double standard in the news, where they squash a story, they don't talk about an issue, because they don't want you to know. Well, they don't want to bring it to your attention. They don't even want it in your mind anywhere. And yet they call, you know, Fox is somehow the spokesperson for the Republican Party. Are we serious? Molly Hemingway, again, she raised a great question. Why did the Epstein story get squashed? And contrary to what's being sold to us, that story was ready to go. That story had been done, had been edited, and ready to go. And it got squashed from the top. And she had proof. Lots of proof. But yet when it came to Brett Kavanaugh, where they didn't have any, they were all wild allegations, they didn't have any proof, it became a different story, a different deal. Seriously. I want you to think about something. Disney owned ABC News, refusing to air the interview of one of Jeff Epstein's accusers. It's sick. It just shows you they're really not interested in the truth. They're really interested in covering for their own. You know, they talk about equality. They don't live it. They talk about everybody should get the same chance or have the same rights. They don't mean it. Not by any stretch of the imagination. When Project Veritas, they released that hot mic footage yesterday on the ABC reporter. And she, the reporter herself, Amy Robach, she admitted, she talked about how they kept her, stopped her, would not allow her to broadcast the report on Epstein. And you know what she especially, tell me this had nothing to do with it. Come on. But she specifically mentions Bill Clinton, Prince Andrews, and other high-profile people. Because it pays to have friends in high places. You know, the justice system that applies to all, the standards that apply to all, right? She said, this is such a great example of why people have to just profoundly distrust their media. There's no reason to trust the media, people. Absolutely none. You need to check what we say, especially if it rolls off the tongue of somebody at MSNBC, CBS, ABC, DEFG, any one of those. Most people know the game is rigged. They know that these news outlets are really interested in telling them the truth. They're interested in spinning it in a way that their people get elected, their people get the power. Now, they know those things. They're just not real. And now we let the media decide. We're letting social media, we're letting regular mainstream media decide what information gets out and what doesn't. And who gets destroyed and who doesn't. Right? I mean, think it through. Think of what this breeds. Think about what it brings down the pike. I mean, when you think about the power they have to destroy, look what they did to Kavanaugh. Think of what they did to him from a standpoint of the charges they brought in front of him. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, is it worth remembering just a year ago what went on with Kavanaugh, right? All those wild allegations that came forth. All those wild allegations that were thrown at him. And then all of a sudden, oh my God, we have another witness. We have another person he molested, attacked, assaulted. Right? The best one was that Brett Kavanaugh, he's the leader, you know, of a serial gang rape cartel. Remember that one? That was great. I mean, who sits around and thinks this? Oh, never mind. They do. The mainstream media, they ran with that as if they had video footage on it. They saw it all. And even though those people either recanted, couldn't remember, there was no cooperation, they pulled it all back, even though all that was truth and known, he's still guilty. Is that great? So now you can be guilty without being guilty. I felt that last night. And I'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Hey, guess who's going to join me? Come on. I have to tell you. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
All right, boys. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do when you go to the website. Read the stories. And you can give me some money. There's a donate button there. You can give me some money by hitting the donate button and or give me your email address. If you can't do that, I don't know how to make this any easier for you. Or you can get notifications by text by simply texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. The guy you've been waiting for. I know you've been sitting back waiting for him all week long. Corey Duncan joins me, and I always have so much fun when he's with us. And, Corey, thanks for being with me.
Well, first of all, Joe, I want to say happy, happy, happy Thursday to you. The highlight of my week. And also I want to thank you and your loyal listeners, the loyal people that tune in to you only on other nights other than I be on. And so I could touch upon that, but I'm going to leave it alone or whatever, because that's at their discretion, whatever they want to do. That's fine. But I still respect them because you know what? I fought for things like that so that people like that can have, you know, so they can have a choice of what they want to listen to and what they don't want to listen to. So that's fine. I don't have an issue with that. I'm going to be, you know what? I'm going to start being a lot more, have a lot more humility with people that I know that are true racists, supposed to be Christian Republicans.
Are you suggesting I'm not a racist? Don't ruin my reputation.
Man, you far from a racist, man. I can show you some Christian conservatives that listen to you, that be sitting right there listening to you on certain nights. I can tell you that they true racist. They're racist, and they're not only that, but they're also
so listen,
you know, just like the left, man.
I'm going to set you on fire. So one guy I talked to over the weekend, and he says, dude, that guy that you have on Thursday nights, he said, he makes you look so bad when he does that whole master thing. He says, you know, you just, you're adding to it, and you allowing him to do that shows what a true racist you are. So I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. I'm allowing a black guy to make fun of certain things, and that means that I'm the racist. So when I make fun of Italians, right, when I do the guinea thing, does that mean I'm, I don't know.
Well, Joe, you know how I like to always ask people this? If you don't like something, why are you listening? If you don't like it, all you got to do is go over to that other chick page that do all the hooping and hollering and stuff that's not doing nothing. Or the other guy that's over there that's taking your cliches or the female that's taking my cliches, and go listen to them for about an hour. Then you can come back. Then you can take and listen to the last part of the show, what I see a lot of them do. And then they take and go over to her page or go over to his page, and they tell them what I said and stuff. But, you know, I told you I'm going to start blowing a couple people out of the water or whatever. Because, you know, the thing of it is this. If you don't like the fact of me, what I say, hey, I can do that. You know, you can't hold Joe accountable for things that I say. I say because that's what I feel. And if you don't like it, he got a free line. Call up, and I will buy time for you to come on, and I can blow you out of the water for the next 2 hours. And well, so, how about that?
No,
how
about that?
No, no, Joe, wait a minute. I'm going to hold out of your bills for a little bit. Call up. If you got the guts, don't you really say who you are? Call up. I'll buy 2 hours of time. I'll buy 2 hours of time, and Joe can go ahead and take his money and bills and just sit back, and he can drink the lemonade that I serve him and stuff. And he can sit back and just listen to me get you straight. You know, I like to straighten out a lot of people. I would. Because I know so much about them. I could straighten them out. But then I would be called nasty. And I don't like him because he's a nasty man. Well, so what? I'm nasty just like the president is nasty. Just like when the president blew the media out of the water. It's the same thing. You know, I hate a gutless bunch of people. You know, and we got them on this side. I told you, I'm not fond of neither party, Republican or Democrat.
Yep.
I'm not fond of neither one because... Guess what? Our president didn't even. Our president was so gracious last night talking about Mitch McConnell, and was so gracious on talking about what he's done for Kentucky. If this man was such a bad man, he would have said this and he would have said that. The man just deal with the facts. Like me and you deal with the facts.
Yep.
Everyone, pretty much everyone that deals with the facts, but people don't like to hear the truth. And that's all right. I don't have a problem with that. But let's move on to bigger and better things, because those people are relevant. And it will always be irrelevant. Because
so
they're never going to...
Go ahead.
But Joe, let me say this one more time.
All right.
Get in touch with Joe. Get a line. Come on the show. You want to debate me? You want to tell me about this? You want to tell me about that? Get some time. I guarantee you will boost your ratings, sir. I guarantee you get your bills paid for this week, and it'll boost your ratings. And I can destroy a whole bunch of them that I'm waiting. I'm waiting on them to do something stupid like that. That's all I'm waiting on. Do something stupid so I can really make you look like the cowards that you are.
Well, I've got your favorite city to talk about, Baltimore. So I'm a big vocational training guy. I think the kids should have more choices than just going to college. Some kids don't want to go to college. Give them a trade, teach them a skill, help them find their passion, and they'll be a productive member of society. They'll be happy. They'll raise happy families, right? So now again, I'm sure the white guy will get blamed for this, but a vocational training high school in Baltimore, the people running the school, the head person, stole over $10,000 from the school, right? Deneen Cunningham, was charged with putting together a theft scheme to steal up to $10,000 in equipment and such. So you say to yourself, if you love these kids, if you care about these kids, if you really want these kids to survive, to do something better, why? I mean, this isn't like the top school in the city who probably has a lot of money coming in. $10,000. Big deal for a school, especially in Baltimore. Hey, you got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm going to allow him to stew over this over the break. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
On Capitol Hill, more than 300 pages of testimony released from a man named George Kent, who worked at the State Department.
His exact title, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State. Now, he testifies behind closed doors at Adam Schiff's ongoing impeachment inquiry hearing in the basement of the Capitol, Kent admitting he never had firsthand information about Ukraine matters. He also claims Rudy Giuliani conducted a campaign of lies, his words. No response yet to all of this from the former New York City mayor, who's been representing the president as a personal lawyer. In other news, John Bolton, a no-show at Adam Schiff's ongoing impeachment inquiry hearing. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 182 points to close at 27,674, the NASDAQ up almost 24 points, the S&P 500 gaining 8. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him back on. Always have a good time when Corey Duncan joins me. We every issue that you can imagine from the street that makes you uncomfortable, we'll talk about, I promise you. Thanks for being with me, Corey.
Always a pleasure. And, Joe, I want to say something real quick. I just want to put this disclaimer out there. First of all, I want to say, before we really take off on here, I want to say happy Veterans Day to all of the veterans, yes, including myself, family members, Erica Reynolds, Wendy Bradshaw, and Natalie Davies. I want to say, well, for all, not just veterans, I'm talking about all law enforcement. I thank them for everything that they do. And, because they make the ultimate sacrifice every day they walk out the door. And for all of my fellow Marines, Airmen, Army, Air Force, Navy, everyone, because I just ask that you continue to pray for them and God bless them. But I want to say something real quick because sometimes we have a lot of moist people on here and they wait until like Friday or Saturday when they get on other people's shows or other people's pages. I do not come on here to bash anyone. I want you to know that. And I know some people hear what I'm saying, and they know who I'm talking about. I don't come on here to bash people, but what I do come on here to do is to talk about things that's dealing with factual things that's happening to people that's actually trying to do something in this movement. That's what I come on here, and that's why I bash. I don't bash them. I just talk about what the complete facts are. And I'm sorry if I know some people are emotionally attached to some people, and they just got, they get a wild hair somewhere, and it's just like I irritate them. Well, let me tell you something. One quick way of fixing this is to get your facts together. And whatever night you want to come to appear, don't hide under a rug. Don't hide in the closet. All you got to do, Joe, give him the phone number. Come on, Joe, give him the phone number.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you don't know it by now,
there you go.
You ain't been listening long enough.
There you go. You want to shut my big mouth. You want to you? Now come on, let's duel. Let's get some. I got plenty of time right now. Duel, and I can pay for 2 hours to take you apart. Now, I want to see the. I'll put it out there.
They won't call.
Call them up.
They won't call. Listen. I used to say this thing. Look, the show would be over. 10 minutes after the show was over, they'd start posting stuff on Twitter and Facebook, and you know, I can't believe you said this.
I don't have the courage.
I don't have the courage to make my point. No, I don't have the courage to make my point. My point is, they're cowards because they should have called during the show. If they had a problem with what I was saying, or you, or anybody else, just do it while we're live. Don't wait and do it later.
Right.
You know.
Right.
They're like Antifa cowards. Those guys, those tough kids that show up at these marches and they got bandanas over their face and a cover in their head. You know, they're in all black. I guess that makes you tough, right? Doesn't that make you stronger?
I applaud you because guess what? You got a couple of people that these people know and they got rags tied around their head and they on a Facebook page on YouTube pumping their fist talking about, you know, you got these stunt doubles and stuff that throw themselves downstairs and talk about Antifa beat them up or whatever like that. Yeah, I know who you are and stuff. And you can put rags on and then, but you're not telling people that you work in the welfare system and you work in the social service system. See, I know all that about you because I can find that out about you with one phone call. And see, that's why I say when you sit up and these people sit up and talk about these people and stuff, you need to dig in their background a little bit and find out just exactly like they was trying to dig in President Trump's about his taxes. Why don't you dig in some of these people that you claim that so much patriots and they're doing so much for this. This man right here, I come on his show every week for the last 3 years. And let me say something. This man has did more for the movement and the Republicans in California than most clowns and female imposters claim that they Christian conservatives and patriots or whatever and stuff. But you work in the middle class or whatever like that, or you work in the system. But I told you before, I don't like to bash people, but I like to deal with the truth. And I'm just like the president. I don't give a care if you don't like me, but guess what? The gavel has been thrown down. What I got for the $5,000-$10,000 of my money? Come on! I'm hoping that one of them get the guts to say, I'm gonna go in there and finally shut him up. Come on! No, it's not.
They're not gonna do it because they don't like when you push back. They fold when you push back. They can't fight you with logic. You throw logic at them, they can't deal with it. You know,
the reason
I brought up that Baltimore story is because I'm tired of hearing how we're not helping the inner city kids enough and how President Trump doesn't send enough money. He doesn't care about education. No, wait a minute. So here you have Baltimore, who is screaming the worst about how much help that they need. And here you have people stealing. Well, during the break, I told you I was reading more. They had a principal. She can't come back because she's doing time for stealing $60,000 from the school. Another one, $54,000. This one, $10,000. And what are they going to do? They're going to talk about, well, you know, the inner city kids, they don't get a good enough education, and the teachers.
That's Mr. Brandon Scott, the city council president. That's what he does. Every time one of the young animals take and go out here and kill somebody or do something, the first thing he does is say it's because there's no jobs. There's plenty of jobs. It's like I told you before, the typical, and this is all because of Barack Obama. I got a fourth grade reading education, but I want a $100,000 a year job. And that's all because of that pansexual. And you know why? And if anybody saw The View today, you saw exactly, and I give him 100% for going on there with all of those liberals and that Whoopi Goldberg that I don't care if she's a man or a woman, she can't get a date. She couldn't get a date with a blind man. And stuff. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of them on there couldn't grab their behinds with their hands and stuff. Because stupid they are.
She got her hair colored blonde. She should be able to get a date now, right?
Yeah, she gonna try to say something about this. I said, you know what we're talking about. Our president should be able to have guts to take criticism. Well, when white folks or black folks or anyone said anything about Barack Obama and stuff, they said, something. I don't like to take up a lot of time because it's precious time that we could be talking about something else. But you know what? What are we going to talk about? Baltimore City approaching 300 murders? Okay. Places like Baltimore have charter schools that the school's supposed to be open, but they got a $100,000 grant and the school is not open. That's not only going on in Baltimore. That's going on in every liberal city, pretty much.
Yep.
No accountability.
Yep. No, I hear you. And while all this stuff, while they're diverting the attention to all this other stuff, to your point, the murder rate's rising in Baltimore, the murder rate's rising in Chicago. Has anybody seen Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson? I mean,
right.
Really,
where are they?
I mean, don't we need their help? Shouldn't they come and save us? Well,
Joe, I had some liberal tell me, say, well, what are you going to do about it? Why aren't you doing anything? Don't worry. I will be doing something about it quite soon. Wait, give it a little time. I'm not going to talk about it, but I will be doing something about it that you know what? I'm going to answer the bell. I'm just not going to say anything. Just wait. It's already in the works.
Well, again,
surprise, as one Goma Powell would say, surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I, again, the truth, when you look at what's going on, look at the Biden thing, right? So here you have Joe Biden who admits to what he did. His son admits to what he did. Okay, here's a guy with absolutely no experience, and he's getting paid 50, 80, 100, whatever they finally figured out. And yet, the one that's guilty is Trump, who took no money. His sons took him nothing. There was no upside to his sons or anybody's family. Got to go for a break. We'll be back in a minute. More with Corey Duncan right after this.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back, permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, this goes out to my buddy. Take a listen. Don't take a listen, because you knew that was going to go right anyhow, right?
From the halls of Montezuma,
I can now see Corey Duncan marching around the room right now. Probably really far from the mic. I mean, how many people, what are you laughing at? I mean, I wonder how many people say really even know what that theme is anymore.
They don't.
What? Go ahead.
I'll tell you, it's always nice to be called the Black Sergeant Slaughter. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. As long as I'm not South African Colonel De Beers and stuff, that's okay. Yes,
well, listen, I know you hate when I do this to you, but I'm going to do it anyway. Thank you for your service, and I mean that sincerely. Not a lot of people out there willing to put it on the line and fight. And then you come back and you give your service again to the country for the boneheads that want to turn it into a communist nation. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Well, you know what, Joe? Thank you. And I like to thank everyone else. No offense intended to even the people that don't like me. And so that's fine. And, you know, the thing of it is that...
No, wait a minute. What he really meant to say was, even those of you who weren't Marines but served in that Army, he's giving you kudos, too. That's what he really meant to say.
Let me tell you something. When all of the years of me being in the military, I never cared about whether somebody was a Democrat or Republican or whether you didn't like this president or didn't like that president. I served my country well. I made sure that I went and did the job. Even with I re-upped at least four times, and where I could have just walked away. No, I didn't do it. So the thing with it, and I'm not saying, I'm not putting down anyone that didn't stay in as long as I did. As long as you serve, and even for the law enforcement and first responders, I still tip my hat to them also. But I want to say this. You know, I had these black liberals and some of these people that listen to you, and they said, well, he always doing the talking about them, and he's doing it. No, wrong. See, I'm going to do something. It's just that you don't know when I'm going to do it. See, I now got the left hand don't know where the right hand is going, and I'm a person that I keep everything close to the vest. So nobody, small, tiny group of people. Guess what? When it comes out, what I am and what I will do, trust me, there'll be nothing that no one can do about it but the Almighty God. So if that's what you want to do, I hear all these people always talking about things, and I'm going to show you how things should be done. And guess what? If I was the president, or if I was some of these high-ranking people, you know what I would do? You want a quick way to fixing things in this country? Number one, let's get back to God, country.
Amen.
And getting back to letting men be men and stop making them little anti-panty little punk boys and stuff, because that's all that's happening. And allow the man to come back into the household and stop with this woman's stuff. The woman is the man and the woman in the household, and the man just there. You know, you look at some of these TV shows. I told you all of this is based upon, you know, you go back and look at some of the operations of this country, and go back to see how Hollywood has a lot to do with perpetuating what you see and what you hear. The thing of it is this, again, you want a quick way of keeping, that's one part of it. The second part of it is this. Start putting people, start making sure our children get the proper education instead of this Babylonian type of education. And if you want to know what that is, go look it up. Because you know why? When you have that type of education, you don't have God in anything. And that's the main thing. And outside of that, start putting money in people's pockets. And start really caring about them the way that the politicians should, and start putting money in people's pockets economically, because economics will push anyone over. I'm not pushing being safe or having a strong military, but economically, if you start getting some people working and start with this bickering of the two parties going back and forth, like two kids and these mid-40 and 50 groupies running behind President Trump. You want a good way to fix this? You want to make sure he gets elected? How about stop trying to change the thoughts of a bunch of idiots and making sure that people vote? That's one quick way of making sure. Because guess what? You can't confuse it.
But my vote doesn't count. But my vote doesn't count.
You can't convince an idiot. You can't convince an idiot. So yep. The thing of it is, if you, and as I always say, people are suckers for the truth. They are. I mean, they don't, you know, but if people start doing that and stay off of Facebook and Twitter, thinking that that's how you're going to fix the situation, and I turned 10 people and made them Republicans, and so what? So what? Stop worrying about that. You need to be worried about getting these people to vote. Cause guess what? That's what the liberals do. That's why they're always so successful when it comes time to vote, because they have voter registration drives, and they get these people not only to vote, but to vote for their candidate. And what is it that all these Facebook conservatives and I'm a patriot. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, really. Yeah, okay, and that's about all you do. You don't do anything else. And once again, before somebody says, "Man, say, well, he got a big mouth. What is he going to do?" I got the plan. You just don't know what it is. Yeah.
If they weren't paying attention, you've already said it like three times. You can't get through to them. I'm serious. There isn't enough drugs for them at this point in time. You know what I'm saying?
Joe. Let me tell you something. There's going to be a lot of people that's going to be shocked and surprised.
So is Jeff Sessions is back in the race. He's going to run for the Alabama Senate seat. You know, it's time for him just to go home and relax. You know what I mean? He's done his duty to God and country. Take it easy.
Come on, man. You're going to make me bring out my Corey Rolls moment. You'll never find a love that will find someone who cares about you.
Oh, God.
The way, well, I tell you, when I sing like that, you can only think of a Coke 45 commercial because it goes down smooth. See, I'm not going to say that because I can't say Master the corn had butter on it. See, I can't say things like that because, see, then that person that you know is going to probably get upset. So I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say I'm going to leave it alone, Master. You're so good to me. Let me come on here Thursday night.
So he, when Sessions came out, I want you to think about something carefully. When he came out and said, I'm running for the Alabama Senate, he said, listen, when I left President Trump's cabinet, did I write a tell-all book? No. Did I go on CNN and attack the president? Nope. Have I said a crossword about our president? Nope. Not one time. He said, I'll tell you why. It's dishonorable. We shouldn't be talking about our president like that. I was there to serve his agenda and not the agenda of the left, of the left wing nut jobs. Okay? Secondly, the president's doing a great job. He still has my strong support. I mean, you gotta give the guy credit. There's a little honor going on here, isn't there?
Well, the thing of it is this, like, as I told you before, most federal agents and most federal agencies, outside of the big agency, the smaller agency under it and stuff with the beginning letter of the F doesn't have a lot of loyal people. They have a lot of patriots, but they don't have a lot of loyalty to this president. And that is what the issue is. And then a lot of them are know that their next promotion is based on turning on someone and sticking it to them. And that is how it has been at the big F for a long time. So let me say alleged before somebody get upset. Alleged. That's how it is. But I'm here to tell you, I know what I speak of, and that's not based upon opinion. That's based upon fact. So before someone sits up and says, oh, you know, because I've already worked close to that agency. And so I know a whole lot more than you know.
All right, before we run out of time.
That's why I'm on this man's show Thursday night, because he wants an expert opinion, okay?
Yes, that's true. But wait a minute. I got to tell you something. This one is really funny. And so there was a young man that was removed from Colorado State University because he wore a certain costume on Halloween. The costume was the Justin Trudeau costume in blackface. He was making fun of Justin. So they threw him out of government leadership and removed him from the recent meeting. There's only one problem with all of this. He's a black man.
You know what, Joe? I want to say this real quick. www.conservativegen.com. Please visit our website. Let me say this. God bless America. And guess what? I'm going to go find me a black face so I can wear it too.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless Corey Duncan. Always appreciate the time that he spends with me. Next hour, we're going to do the Dem double standards, and there's a lot of them. President Sum was on The View today and made a lot of great points. Joe Messina, your host.
Thanks.
Listen to Real Side. Don't go far.